Cole stood and stretched. Going to an island had seemed like a good idea after being locked up for 3 months. Now it seemed stupid. It was mainly Garvey's fault. After the fifth circle meeting, when Cole had grown frustrated by all the references to jail, he had finally pleaded with the circle members. "Why can't you just believe me when I say I'm sorry and won't ever hurt anybody again?" Peter's lawyer had asked for the feather. "All your life you've lied, manipulated people and tried to avoid consequences," she said. "There is absolutely no reason to believe that you have truly changed inside." "Great. Then get rid of me," Cole said. "Send me someplace where I'm not in your face and can't hurt anyone. But why do I have to go to jail?"
"Cole has a point," said Garvey. "Maybe there is some place other than prison."
"Any place he goes, there will be people he could assault," Peter's mother said. "It's not like we can ship Cole to the Arctic Circle." Garvey's face came alive with thought, and he asked for the feather again.
"I'm a native Tlingit," he said. "I was raised in southeast Alaska. It is possible I could make arrangements to have Cole banished to a remote island on the Inland Passage. This is something First Nation people have done for hundreds of years. Cole could undergo a vision quest of sorts. An extended time alone to face himself and to face the angry spirits inside of him."
"Would anybody be with him?" asked the keeper.
"No." Garvey shook his head. "Occasionally an elder would check on him. What makes banishment work is the extreme isolation. It allows the offender to spend a long period free of all friends, drugs, alcohol, and other influences that have gotten them into trouble. It's a time to think."
"For how long?" asked Judge Tanner, his voice edged with skepticism.
"Perhaps a year."
Peter's mother motioned for the feather.
"Okay, let's say Cole is sentenced to some island for a year. What happens after that year if he hasn't changed?
Would he go free to hurt somebody else's child?"
Garvey shook his head.
"Banishment isn't a sentence. It's simply a time for Cole to walk his talk. We tell him to give more than lip service to the idea of change. But what chance does he have to prove anything if he's locked up? Sentencing would be delayed until the end of Cole's banishment. Then, this same circle could reevaluate him and decide whether he has walked his talk and whether a sentence is still necessary."
"What do you think of this idea?"
the keeper asked Cole.
Cole shrugged.
"I spent lots of time outside. It's not like I couldn't take care of myself." He turned to Garvey.
"But could I still end up going to jail after spending a whole year on some island?"
"That would be totally up to you," Garvey said. "You keep asking for a chance to prove you've changed. If you have, you have nothing to worry about."
Cole tried not to show it, but he was plenty worried. Suddenly, everybody seemed to motion for the feather at once. Rapidly, the feather worked its way around the circle. The air bristled with comments and questions, and by the time the keeper finished her closing prayer that night, everyone had agreed that Garvey should explore to see whether the plan might actually work. After the meeting, Garvey motioned Cole aside.
"You do know that banishment is much harder than any jail cell, don't you?" he said.
"Then what's the point?" Cole asked.
"If you go to jail, I won't bet a nickel on your future."
"So what's so hard about living on some island for a while?" Garvey smiled knowingly.
"Go ahead and try it. Try manipulating a storm or lying to your hunger. Try cheating the cold.